הוא אומר לי קלבה.
זה משוור.
כולן לבלת גמורה, we're up to פיטלן עמד א', we're up to ביצחק. Rabbi Yitzchak, so we had to explain Arichas yesterday, the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you get Malkus, including Mrs. Bezlin. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't get Malkus by Chorus. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, you don't get Malkus via any other punishment. Says the Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayove, Krisis, Bechlal Hoya. Rabbi Yitzchak's logic is that Chayove, Krisis, all the immoral acts, all of them were included in one passage to receive Chorus. How can punk by the sister? It says again, is malchus. I tell you to stress that whatever you get kodes, that's the only punishment you get is kodes. You don't get malchus. According to Rabbanan, which is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, who hold that you do get malchus with kodes, what do they do with the pasuk? Why do they highlight dafka your sister to teach you what? To Amar Rabbi Yechonashim, Asan kulam behelam echivdid b'shegig. You did a number of avedas with your mother and your sister and everything else. You didn't realize it's wrong. And you how many kabbana did you bring?
What is he? I'm a mutter.
Yeah.
I thought this was all right. Nobody told me.
Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. You chayiv for each one, even though it's behelim echad. You chayiv for each one. For that, that's what they need a pasuk for a chayisah. They tell you that for each individual, you get kodesh, but of course you can't get more than one kodesh. But it means that each individual you bring a korban chatas. Nu Rabbi Yitzchok lechalik minole. Since he uses the pasuk al chayisah, they tell you that you only get kodesh, you don't get lashes. How does he know to be mechalik? Rabbi Yitzchok lechalik minole. How does he know? So it says Nafkla, he learns with God, different pasuk. When it talks about a nida, it says in the pasuk, "Well, Isha ben nidas tumasim." The word Isha is redundant because obviously you're talking about your wife or a woman. It says, "Well, Isha ben nidas tumasim." You should not be mekar. What do you have to tell her, Isha? To tell her that every Isha is like a nida. It's an aveda in its own right. L'chayiv akol Isha v'Isha. You chayiv for every woman a separate karmen chatas, even though it's behelam echad. But Rabbana nami tepeglaim. Why can't Rabbana learn from this pasuk as well? Why do you need a chayisay? Mercy in hachinami. You're right. So what do they do with the pasuk achayisay? Rabbi Yitzchak says achayisay means you only get kodes and you don't get malchus. What do Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva through the pasuk achayisay? The kodes da achayisay lomeli. What do you need it for? L'chayiv al achayisay. But al achayis aviv. Now this is an amazing gemara here. To mechayiv on if we have a sister. And your father's sister and your mother's sister. If you did three, right now the more things is three different people. If you had relation with these three different people, you get three different chatois. When you want pshuta, obviously you had a goofy mechalakin, it's three different people. And had a shame mechalakin, three different avedas. Why would you think otherwise? El lechayvoy ala chois, if you have a woman, and this woman happens to be three things, there's only one woman here, but she happens to be your sister, she also happens to be the chois of the sister of your father, she also has to be the chois of the sister of your mother. And you would have thought that it's one person, you'll see in a minute. You thought it's one person, you should be chayiv only one, kamash lan, you chayiv three. How is it possible that your sister should be your father's sister and mother's sister? That this guy was a Russia and his father was a Russia. What happened was that his father had relations with his mother. If his father had relations with his mother, and they had two daughters, and then the father married one of these daughters and had a son. So therefore, now this son then marries the other sister. So he's marrying the sister who happens to be the sister of his mother, the sister of his father, and his own sister. All one girl. His aunt is also his sister. This is, if you remember, the family of Esav, or actually how they all, you know, were very close to each other. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah. That's right. No, it was the end of the dispatch. You're talking about Vayetze, No, the Vayishlach, Vayetze before. No, it's end of Vayishlach. You're right. But Rabbi Yitzchak, since he uses Achoyse to teach you that only there's no Malkus, Hom and Nole, how does he know if you have one person who has three different labels, how do you know? Navkele, he learns with Kavu Chaymer. He learns with Kavu Chaymer that what? That you get three different Vedas. The time he learned, Rabbi Kiva said, Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua. I once asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. I never understood these Gemaras. It tells you where it was when they asked. Why are you trying to tell you?
Maybe it's like a symbol for him to remember. I was in the marketplace.
But it's Abba Hayra that when you go to the butcher, don't stand there and just tam yente, right? Learn later. The Itlis, he was at the butcher shop, or the Yatke, the Schlachter, is Shel Imoim. in this place called Imam. Shahochu, and I'm telling you that, I'm giving more details. We had the very first Mishnah in Shas about a big wedding of Rav Gamliel. This was it. Shahochu likach behema lemishta b'nai shel Rav Gamliel. They were on the way to buy a behema for this thing. So who did the shopping in those days? The men did. Just could you picture? Rav Gamliel was a Nossi, and he's going shopping for his chassan, son's chassan. Yeah, so I'm just saying, it's an inspiring thing. You see, if these men say that when he was pasnished,
he was going to give Ashkoch on a shchita.
Yeah, but you think that a Nossi, you know, with the, you know, he's got a lot of work in public. The men always did the shopping. That's why it was. I mean, it's clear. No matter who you are, no matter what your station in life is. Anyway, he asked him, this is what I keep asking him. Somebody, this is a very question. Your sister, she a chayse, obi, she a chayse, ma, what do you think? Yeah, okay, yeah. But there's a story, you had no lulav, so you had no why. You have to understand the context. Understand? Rabbi Kiva actually asked this question. You have three Avedis here or one Chattis? We didn't hear from anybody. I'll tell you what we did here, and then we're going to extrapolate. If somebody comes and has a relationship with five different women, but they all have the same Isser. They have the same Isser Nidah. The Helem Echa, one Helem, you would have thought maybe she should bring only one carbon because it's the same Aveira. Shechaiva kol achas va'achas. And you chai for each one, like five Averis. The Nidin Hadvarim Kavachemer. And now we'll make a Kavachemer. Uman Nidah. It's the same Aveira. She's Shem Echad. Chaiva kol achas va'achas. You chai five different times. Same Aveira. Same Aveira. Yeah. Kan Sheshloy Sheshem is here. The three Averis. It's your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. Lechoshkein, surely you should bring three Kabbalas. I don't know what you're talking about. The Idach, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, who don't learn from this, don't use that, say, Ka'avuchay B'richu. They say, no, we need a chayse for this because the Ka'avuchayme in Svara klepnisht. Why not? Over there, it's five different people. Of course, you bring five. Here's one person. Maybe you only bring one carbon. Mali Nidah, she can't go from a chalakin. There's five different people. Maybe bring five carbonas. Here, it's, even though it's the same, even here, three different Aveda, but it's one person. It's one act. One act. You can only bring one carbon. Therefore, they say we need a chayse for that, and that's why they argue the bitcho. They say a chayse is not here. Teach about Malkus. Says the Gemara, the Idach, the Chayde, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel, Nami, and what did the bitcho say? Bitcho, how do I learn this thing? But give chalakin from Rabbi the same way Gamliel learns it. But it doesn't make sense. Havadi kavuchim pricho doesn't make sense. In a nafkalei, so where does Rabbi Yitzchok, who uses the achayse, tell you there's no, only kodesh and no malchus? Where does he learn that one woman with three different avedas, she bring three different kabbanas? Nafkalei, he learns it from the pasuk. It says achayse. It says in the pasuk like this: if a man takes his sister, bas aviv or bas imos, it says achayse, and then he sees the erva, and then it says ervas achayse gila. It says ervas achayse gila. He was megala the erva of his sister. So it says twice achayse in the pasuk. The first achayse when you have something else, but the achayse, the second achayse where it says ervas achayse gila, that's where he learns out achayse your sister a single of. If you see different, you get three avedas. What do you mean? There we have a machlekes, and we learn out from leisavaru eish. We have to have a pasuk. It teaches you machalik. There's a kosov. Why the Taylor says I sing a lot of this malacha. What about Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel? They learn from Achayisai. They say it's not from Malkus, it has to do with Gum Chalaki. Why don't they use Achayisai to say for the teacher that? Achayisai is a little more they use for. L'chayva, l'Achayisai, bas aviv, bas imay. Remember we had the whole limud in Daf Hem and Beis Din in Makkos Al-Chayda. It says that you're not allowed to have relations with your sister, who happens to be the daughter of your father, or your sister, daughter of your mother. So how do you know the sister happens to be the daughter of both your father and your mother? So it says Achayisai in the end to tell you any sister, I don't care if both, but you share both parents. Now L'Chayda is a Kavuchemer. If a half-sister you're not allowed to have incest with, imagine a full sister. And yet the Torah specified Achayisai to tell you that a full sister you cannot relate with, to teach you that you cannot punish people from a Kavuchemer. To teach you, you don't punish a Kavuchemer. So we need the second Achayisai to tell you that you don't punish a Kavuchemer. And the first Achayisai we need for Gufim Mechalakin. So we no longer have an Achayisai to teach you that you get lashes, that you don't get lashes by Karis. Nu v'idach, Rabbi Yitzchak, he uses Achayisai for lashes. And the second Achayis Yisrael Gufa Chalakin, where does he learn Ein Ein Shem Adin? That's where they ask. Rabbi Yitzchak actually holds Yeh Ein Shem Adin. But Al Gemara must be a Machlekes within Rabbi Yitzchak itself. V'idach Yiboy Yisayim Gomar Ein Shem Adin. Either he says, not that he Ein Shem Adin, but he says, we're in the warning. The Tadek already told us clearly that a sister who's a full sister, I'm warning you, don't do the Aveda. Then when it comes to the punishments, it only says a half-sister. Then it's only a reflection. It's not really anymore. I'm not teaching you a new halacha. It's more a gilim milsa that surely that a full sister also get the punishment. Because since in the Easter, the Torah clearly spells it out. So therefore, I know that. Or nafkaleh, he learned about chayse d'reisha.
For a sister which goes to both a full and a half sister,
no.
Then you have to have two psukim for the Einish?
If they want pasuk for calling, it includes everybody. And the pasuk clearly says, That's the Einish. Says the Gemara, he learns about chayse d'reisha. The achayse that he uses to learn out kodesh is a different achayse than this pasuk over here. So there, he says he learns out from the achayse of the reisha. What do you mean? It could have said, why does it say achoisai in the beginning? Because since Ein Shem Adin in this case, because you have Azhara, you know automatically, why does it spell out achoisai in the beginning? To tell you, gufim mechalakim. That's why he used achoisai to teach you the din of Malkus. He uses the achoisa of the reisha for two things. He uses the achoisa of the reisha, could have just said basov v'sim, but teach you ein ein shem adin, spell that achoisa. And also, achoisa of the reisha teaches you that kodesh, why does it say kodesh over here? Why does it say kodesh by achoisa? It's not from the word achoisa, the word kodesh. To tell you, kodesh only in Malkus. V'idach, takit others, why didn't learn from the reisha? What do they do with it? But we already learned lechalik from the other place. We usually learned lechalik for gufim v'cholokin. So what is the safe? So what does he do with that? L'chalek kores l'mefatim v'lesach. You have other places where you have two yisurim written in the same pasuk. So we need to know that you also you get if you did a b'shegi, how do you make two separate korbachatayis? The yisur of mefatim to replicate the oils, and then another yisur is to actually use it to anoint yourself with it. They're both written in the same pasuk by kores. How do you know? And which means also korbachatayis. How do you know if you only did one, you get korbachatayis? So therefore, it's mechalek. Whenever you find in one pasuk two lavin and one kodes, it's clearly specified. Two lavin, not just included, but rather it clearly says in the pasuk that it's forbidden, is the chalukin in the carbon. When it comes to carbon, they're separated. Or I can answer you. Or maybe they don't like a blazer. How do they know to separate mefatim asach? Maybe ish asha yishkav. It says in pasuk, ish of a person asha yishkav. Asha yishkav as ishadava that has a relation with a woman who's a nida. And you learn from the pasuk, ish asha yishkav as ishadava. Why does it says over there that watch he gets kodus? Why do you have to spell that out for where you know that all these kinds of things you get kodus? To tell you to mechalak in other cases. You don't need it here, you need it in by mefatim and sach. The other says, no, we do need this pasuk. How do you know that, if the blood comes out from other places, or let's say she has a cesarean, how do you know that that blood is not metame? It's only the blood that comes out from Makam Erva. So I need the pasuk for that. And that explains the machlek is why the Bitzchok has a pasuk about chayse and the Kibbe Shmol don't have a chayse. Then the Mishnah continues other avedas that you get lashes for. If somebody tell me eight kedush, bish loy mahabol, and you get chorus and you get lashes. Bish loy mahabol and migdush tamei. Tell me that if you walk inside the base of midrash and you tamei, it's wrong, and you get chorus and you get lashes. Tamei ksiv oynish ksiv azhara. You have an oynish and you have azhara. So therefore, remember we said before, where does that keep learn you get lashes from? From the Azhara. The Torah says, don't do something, why do you mean you get lashes for it? And then another pasuk for the punishment, that's the punishment. So we have the same thing here. We have a pasuk for Azhara, we have a pasuk for Einish. It says in the pasuk, whoever touches a mace, it's Mishkan Hashem Timei, he's Metamon based on Mishkan, you get Kodesh. The nichras son will get kaddish. As hora, where's the warning? That's a punishment. And where's the warning? He says, "V'lo yitamu es machaneim." You should go outside the machane, and you should not be metam in the machane that I'm in there. So it says there's a lav. So what do you mean the lav? The lav we learned before, the Kiva says, is for lashes. As hora is for lashes, and then you have the einish. Hello, Tommy. That is talking about Tommy who walks into the Beis Hamikdash. Says V'lo yitamu es machaneim. Hello, Tommy. She ochel es hakodesh. If a Tommy, the person eats kodesh. I have a you tell me you get lashes as well. A punishment, I know the chesivit says, if somebody eats meat from the shlamim, Asher Hashem does ebe shavit to moshel and his tummy while he's eating it. V'nichasa. Okay, the punishment is clear. V'nichasa. El azhoda minayin. Where is the law for lashes? We know that for kodesh you don't need a azhoda, but where is the azhoda for lashes? According to Rabbi Kivim, Rabbi Shlaki, Rabbi Shlaki says, I'll tell you what azhoda is. It says, "Bechol kodesh leisiga." You shouldn't touch any kodesh, and we're gonna interpret the touch means eating. Don't eat any kodesh. So that's your lav. That's telling you not to do it. And why is it tell you to give you a lav to get lashes? I don't know. Rabbi Yechonon says tomorrow's gemara is the whole thing about a lav and asay, which is written first and after, if it makes a difference or not. I love a nitzvah. Say, Rabbi Yechon says, Tony Bardler learned Asya Tumasai Tumasa. He learned out Tumasai Tumasa.
See, here it's referring to a name of a person, but doesn't Bardler mean a leopard?
Yes, we have Bardler. Omer Shlokin from Abba Koyin Bardler. A number of times, Shlokin quotes Abba Koyin Bardler. Does that make the name of a city or? Asi, we learn out Tumasai Tumasai. Siva Hachavir says, Tumasai Olav. Here it says, if somebody eats from Shlamim, Tumasai Olav. Okay. And Venichza, Oksiv Hassam, and there it says, another passage it says, if you touch a mace, and you didn't go, you didn't cleanse yourself, go to Mikvah, and you go into, you didn't have the Paraduma, and you go in the Mishkan, and there it says, Tomei, Yiye, Oi Tumasai Boy. If he did not spray on him, the paraduma, the mechatas tame yiyeh, he's tame oid to masay boy, malahalon, just like over there, oinish v'azhara, just like over there, there's an oinish and azhara. I've counted over here also. When it comes to eating kodesh, there's an oinish and azhara. We compare it. We're learning from there. Just like if there's an oinish and that same pasuk of an oinish and azhara. So in this pasuk here, all we have it by eating basam mezavach shalom. All we have is an oinish. Assume there's also an azhara because if there's shava tame learn from the other pasuk. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon Gzeir Shalom Gomer. He did not learn Gzeir Shalom Rashi from his Rebbe. So who was Reish Lakish's Rebbe if not Rabbi Yechonon? Rashi says Lagomer Merabai. It was Rashi says. Rashi says Vleilom the Merabai. Didn't learn from his Rebbe. Who was Reish Lakish's Rebbe? Rabbi Yechonon doesn't hold his no Gzeir Shalom. He says Reish Lakish doesn't. Rabbi Yechonon said Gzeir Shalom. Reish Lakish doesn't hold Rabbi Yechonon because he didn't learn. So Rabbi Yechonon says, I'm telling you now, but he's still a teacher.
Same with every time Rishlokish is chodik on.
Unless Rishlokish had other teachers as well. Who were his other teachers? Must be. Rabbi Yechonon never learned by Rebbe. I don't think Rishlokish learned by Rebbe. Yeah, but we don't know how old he was. It doesn't say how old he was. We know he's a bacher because he didn't get married yet. So he could have been, you know, a young guy. In his teens. It wasn't his daughter, it was his sister. That possible bechol kodesh leisiga says Rabbi Yechonon. I believe he's not talking about kachim. He's talking about truma, and we'll see how he knows. But Reish Lakish has hodl truma nolei. How does he know? It's not with kodesh. You can't learn from there. Reish Lakish, how does he know by truma you're not allowed to touch or eat truma? Nafkala, he learned ish mezera aden. If a person from zera aden, ish. It says ish to include men and women. Mizer Aaron, v'hu tzuruah zav, eizu dovah sheshava bezara shel Aaron. What's something that is no difference a man or a woman? That means even though she got married, but when she leaves her husband, no children, she goes back, she can still go revert back to normal. Have ever truma? Because kachim, if a woman marries a Yisrael and then he dies and no children, she goes back home. She cannot eat for kachim anymore. She only goes back for truma, does not go back for kachim. Or the chavdal matanis, you know, the kuna, she has no right anymore. So therefore, Ishis is talking about what? They're talking about, what do you call it? You know, we're talking about Truma. And it says that you don't need to be. And someone says, no, that's talking about you shouldn't eat. I'm talking about touching. I'll touch Truma. If you're Tameh, now touch Truma. You want to say you shouldn't eat from kodesh while you're tameh. Literally that a tameh shouldn't touch kodesh. And how do you know you shouldn't eat? And how can you be eating without touching somebody's stuff down your mouth? Need to be learned. Tameh shenaga bekodesh. If a tameh think a person touches kodesh, shlokish oim loike, you get malchus. Rabbi Yechon says ain't loike, you don't get malchus. The shlokish himself says that you get malchus. And the shlokish loike bechol kodesh lesiga. And he uses that very same pasuk bechol kodesh lesiga. Rabbi Yechon ain't loike. Who has heard of the truma dasa? He says you don't get malchus if you touch kodesh, because that pasuk bechol kodesh lesiga is talking about truma. So he's clear that Rabbi Yechon, the shlokish holds talking about kodesh, and he uses it for touching, not for eating. Tomei shenoga b'kodesh is coming to teach you a tomei that touches kodesh. How does Lucky use that same pasuk for a tomei eating kodesh? So he says in the afkir achmanim b'losh negiya. The Torah used the word negiya. Obviously, talking about negiya, not what you call not eating. So he says azhor iski. Sorry, the negiya azhor iskish kodesh lemigdash. So we are makish kodesh to migdash. In this pasuk, he says, "B'chol kodesh le'sigah, v'alamigdash le'sovah." So the Torah is comparing the isur of eating karbanos or touching with the isur of walking in the base of Migdash.
So his answer is, it's the Torah who put the two together.
It's in the same pasuk, the Hekish. In the same pasuk, it says in the pasuk here. So in the same pasuk where it says he shouldn't eat kodesh, don't walk by the midrash. So we compare the two together. So therefore we say, just like by midrash, if you go into the base of midrash tummy, you get kodesh. So too, if you eat kodesh, you get kodesh as well. And it can be talking about touching. How you know can by touching carbon, you definitely don't get chorus for that. So much talking about eating. It says the Gemara, "Vakati lahochi dasa yitam." That's what's coming for to teach you about eating. We said you needed to tell you that if a tummy, a person, you want to say it's talking about if the animal itself is tummy. You're talking about eating. You yourself said elsewhere that it's coming to teach you if somebody eats a carbon before zikas dami. We know that you're not allowed to eat a carbon after zikas dami if you're tummy. How do you know you're not allowed to eat a carbon if you're tummy before zikas dami? So you said you use this pasuk of this hekesh to the fact that it's written this pasuk together, and now you're looking for everything. Need to be learned. Tamei she'achal basa kodesh. That a tamei who ate basa kodesh. Lifnei zikas damim. Before you sprinkle the blood. Lishlokish amal leike. Rabbi Yechon amal ein leike. Lishlokish amal leike. Lishlokish amal leike. B'chol kodesh leisiga. You use this pasuk. Lishna lifnei zika. Lishna lachas zika. That you shouldn't touch anything. It's nothing to do with kares. It's just telling you that the lab of kodesh shouldn't touch. It's coming to teach you. Don't even touch it before zikas damim. Not that it's coming to teach you that you get kares for eating it. It's talking about touching. You yourself use it for touching lifnei zikas damim. Now you tell me it's to do with eating. Rabbi Yechon amar leike yom gemara yechon tamei damim kares. And the pasuk tumasai it's tumah. The chik siv tumasai la'achas zikas d'ksiv. Rabbi Yechon holds. It says tumasai when it says over there the eating kodesh. It's only just like the eating of eating kodesh is only after sprinkling. So too the eating of touching is only after the sprinkling. Not like the shlokish says. Because it's not a carbon yet. It's not a carbon. That's right. So Rabbi Yechon says it's coming to talk about eating after. The Yudish Lucky says it's coming. The Yudish Lucky is using it to touch. That you're not allowed to touch a carbon even for sprinkling. So where is your carbon? We're possibly going to teach you that you're not allowed to eat. That Tomei shouldn't eat a carbon. Says the Gemara, Ayim b'chol kodesh nafka. So he says, because it says b'chol, everything. The word b'chol, everything teaches you that touching before zrika. But it says in the pasuk kodesh leisiga is talking about, since it says right afterwards lamigdash leisovei, and there it's talking about kodesh. So we must be talking about eating over here because you don't get kodesh for touching. Tanya, we actually learned the brayso like leishloki. The word from the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga, that's what we learn out. You're not allowed to eat. Azhar leichel ato oimer. Azhar leichel talking about eating. Azhar leichel maybe touching. Tamal oimer b'chol kodesh leisiga v'lamigdash leisovei. It says don't touch kodesh and don't walk away from migdash. Makish kodesh lemikah pick a banner to make some migdash. Ma migdash dovah sheyesh b'ayin. What's the punishment for what you did in the base of Migdash? You get the kodesh, Af kol dover she yes by Nitzil Shama. So too, when it comes to the first part, touching, you're talking about something where you get Nitzil Shama, where you die for it. Nobody holds that if you touch, a tummy a person touches the carbon, that you get cutters for it. It's only if you ate. Only by eating. So therefore I know that you get cutters, because since the Pasuk is talking about walking by some major cutters, and the Chosiga also must be also to cutters, so must be talking about eating. So Shlok has learned two things from here. Eating a carbon while you're tummy, and also touching a carbon even before you sprinkle the blood. And in both of them, it is awesome. And he learns two limud, one from Bechol and one from the fact that Kodesh HaSig is right next to that. Now starts a whole new sugi about Lavan Gosei, so we'll have to wait until tomorrow. A lot of Rashi, so if we can come.